What about Tiny Powell?
He was lovely in a way. Tiny was her part two student. He was vague, hideously academic, highly intelligent, spoke Chinese, offered me a job in a urinal. So he was like being away, and he said, Dodson, how would you like to go to Hong Kong? Oh, I said, what for? Oh, he said, there's a lectureship going. Would you like it? And before I could answer, of course, he said, you'd have to speak Chinese. Typical of a man. He was very intelligent, but very recondite. He did very special sorts of chemical structures, and he and Dorothy did not get on. There was a kind of formal gap.
No, of course, she'd already got her Wolfson chair.
She was already eminent and clearly going further than he was.
Mm. Well, she got the Wolfson chair. He was effectively more senior than she
was. Yes, he was. I mean, it was
he could control equipment and...
Oh, yes. I don't think he was ever very difficult than that.
Mm.
He was difficult on silly things, but partly it was because Dorothy was muddled. I mean, he had to carry the can, I know, for some keys being lost to the museum. And he asked Dorothy if she had the key, and she couldn't find it. And a long time later, she found this key. She said, let's go in the short way. I've got a key. We don't have to walk around the museum. We'll go in the back way. And she was just unlocking the door. And Tiny walked by, and she says, God, I told him I'd lost this key, and now look what he's seen. And they didn't discuss it. But there were lots and lots of little episodes where just unspoken accusations set between them.
Mm.
And I'm much more on Tiny's side than Dorothy's. She always was apologising to herself for making Tiny's life difficult, which she did, actually. She forget that people were coming, and also, I mean, when our first child was swinging in the corridor, you know, on the doors, and one of these little things that clamped, Tiny was not consulted. We never thought of telling Tiny, but he was head of the lab. And he came down and see this kid going up and down like a yo-yo. And I remember him looking at this child saying, And he could easily go on to Dorothy and say, well, what are you doing? I don't want children bouncing up and down in the lab. There are safety problems. You never consulted me. And Dorothy said, I never heard that conversation, and it may not have happened.
Mm.
But there was that pattern of Dorothy going entirely her own way, using her own judgment. And Tiny being dragged along like Pooh Bear, bump, 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 bump. And he was actually, from his point of view, he was very tolerant. Mm. They're both sympathetically left, had a lot in common. But he was actually a bit of a grammarian. He fussed and worried a bit. And Dorothy could never understand it.
Mm.
But towards the end, he was so generous over her Nobel Prize. I mean, he was clearly thrilled with his back teeth. And I think they parted very good friends. She did say a rather wicked remark at his farewell seminar, which was highly attended. And Dorothy turned to me and said, you know, she said, occasionally Tiny's work touched reality. Because he was very recondite. But they were quite important structures, it turns out.
Yeah.
He was a very different crystallographer.